Everyone, thanks for joining me. I'm Lynn with Plasma Energy Solution, and today is February 19th, 2023. Our website is plasmaenergysolution.com. I want to call your attention to a blog that will be posted in the next day or so. And again, it's about intention, but it's also about the water, the ground, the energy, the whole situation in Ohio. So the question is asked as a lead-in on the blog, can plasma energy water help purify the contamination in Ohio? I was asked this by several people, and knowing how everybody wants, can you guarantee that? My answer was, the water is there to balance the body of the people who drink it. It's there to help people, plants, and pets, and animals. All right. But I'm not going to say that you can take contaminated groundwater, add some plasma water, and voila, it is now purified. The intention with plasma energy water is that it carries memory, it carries intention, and it's there to help balance your body so your body can heal itself. So I got to thinking about, that was a pretty abrupt answer, and I had some time to reflect on it. And so then I really started thinking about the energy work of Raymond Grace and Slim Sperling and others. And there are people who do remote energy work who are able to take a picture of a person or a place or whatever and place energy intention on it and help balance things in that situation, even though they're not physically present. Now that might sound a little wooey for some of you, but oh well. All right. So I will continue on. You are invited to make adjustments that are compatible with your belief system, with what I have to say. The creator of all knows your heart. So here's some paraphrasing I did. It is said, when two or more shall ask, it shall be done by my Father in heaven. For when two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in their midst. Okay, now I'm not going to split hairs over Bible verses with anybody. You can be an expert in whatever you're an expert in. I'm using this as an example for what I'm going to speak about with intention. So, and I ask you, if your belief system is somewhat different than this, then you need to adapt what I'm talking about for your belief system. Your divine creator knows your heart, okay? Now, what if there's only one of you and nobody else? Well, be earnest with your intention. I'd rather have one earnest individual with genuine, sincere intention than 3, 5, or 10 half-hearted petitioners, okay? Water has memory, and water carries intention. You've heard me say this many times. You heard Dr. Paul say it many times. When you go to our website, there's a whole section on the website. If you look at the titles in the homepage at the top on intention. So that's a very big, important part of this entire plasma energy water process. So the water in Ohio, as well as the air, the ground, the living occupants, have been traumatized by the chemical contamination. But more than that, it's the contamination from the hatred and the contempt of those who intentionally caused the damage. And now there is the additional contamination from the fear and the anger and the despair of the people affected by this hateful act. That is exactly the energy the haters want, along with the damage they have incurred. And I once heard an instructor say, to name a thing for what it is to take its power. I'm naming this as for what it is. This is done by hateful, destructive people. They hate humanity. They hate our planet. They hate anything that thrives. So here's my suggestions. Write your prayerful intention on a piece of paper. Then print a map out, or, you know, just an outline or whatever you want to do to represent that area of the country that has been affected, both the area and the downstream area. And I will mention that I know there was a chemical spill on the I-10 freeway down by Tucson, Arizona. So we're going to see this more and more. You have to remember what's behind it. It isn't accidents. It's hatred. All right? Now tape your written instruction on the outside of a jar or a glass of the plasma energy water of your choice and set that glass on your printed map. Now speak your intention out loud for what you want as an outcome for the water, the land, the people, the animals, the birds, everything in that area and downstream from that area. So how would I go about speaking my intention? Well, this is just for me. Now you adapt and do whatever works for your belief system. I ask my divine creator to hear my prayer and intention for healing and blessing the water, the land, and all living things affected by the poison in the name of Jesus. I ask this in the name of Jesus. I thank my divine creator, Jesus, and all unseen helpers for the healing of the water, the land, the people, and all living things in the affected areas. Now, it's my belief. We don't just go whining for help, but we are also thankful for that help. So you're not, this isn't, dear Santa Claus, Tooth Fairy, here's my list, blah, 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 and please have it done by 4 o'clock. This is prayerful intention to your Creator. It has been said that human beings are 12th dimensional creations of our Heavenly Father. It has also been said that these hateful ones, maybe they're around 5th dimension. Well, wait a minute. That's not what we're led to believe. We're led to believe that we're just these pathetic little creatures. Well, of course, something that is lesser than what was created by the divine creator is always going to come in and work that lie. So it's my belief we were created in the image of our divine creator. So what does that boil down to? That means we're gifted with the ability to create a better outcome in Ohio and other areas that are not, so that they're not buried in fear and despair and anger. Heartfelt prayer intention is a much higher energy frequency than hatred and the contempt of these lower beings. When you read this on my website, you're going to see a copy of some words to a timely song and then an intention for peace that was written several years ago by Dr. Paul and I. And I'm going to read those out loud too. This is a good time for all of us to be mindful about the energies that surround our bodies and our homes. I've spoken many times in many videos about the energy fields. You have these energy fields around your body, not just around your home. And you can use the plasma energy waters to strengthen those energy fields and to create energy fields around your house. And it's up to you to decide what you want those energy fields to do. Now, I've told you in several videos that I set up peace energy and some other energies around our house. And I did this several years ago. And I think maybe last summer I took a big garden sprayer, filled it with plasma water, and went around, just sprayed around the house. It was probably before last summer, because as you will recall, or if you haven't heard about it, our town had what was called the Thousand-Year Flood. And all the properties south of me had flooded basements. All the properties east of me had flooded basements. Where I live, there's a group of apartments. It's a small complex, and there are some lower level apartments and basement areas. None of that was touched. Now, when I look out across the lot next door to us, towards the street where all the flooding was happening, that lot, the sidewalk that washed out on the street side of that lot, and the driveway where I am, are all lower than the street where the water was flooding. So I'm giving that as an example of energy fields. For those of you that don't know what the energy field is around your body, it's called the biofield, and it is not discussed in scientific papers. In fact, there's a requirement for people submitting scientific papers that they cannot use that word biofield. Now, maybe you've heard of the word, and it was called aura. Okay? And, oh, well, that's all woo-woo. No, this is a physical part around our bodies. And is it, well, think about this. If the average biofield is 6 feet, gee, I wonder why there was a 6 foot rule in the last several years. Oh, you can't be within 6 feet of people. Well, why would that be? Are there some lower level energy beings filled with the same hatred that created the huge mess in Ohio that are creating mischief and damage to these energy fields? Why would you tell people to be 6 feet apart? Oh, there was some kind of baloney handed out about, oh, well, this was from a science paper of somebody in junior high, and so we've adopted it. Really? Oh, please. So if you don't understand what the biofield is, I suggest you do some more looking into it, because it manages 80% of your immune system. It manages 40 to 60% of your endocrine system. You are not ever going to hear this if you go in for some type of a, I don't even know what. You want to call it medical appointment? Go ahead. All right? So, and I had somebody ask me about something medical this week, and my answer was, I have not been in that environment other than one time in an emergency room because of a chainsaw accident. I haven't been in that environment for myself since 1992. And it just was something I looked at and said, if I have to walk in and have somebody who doesn't have time to look me in the eye, they have to sit down and look at a computer screen and do click and clack and this and that, and then tell me how I'm doing, Oh, for heaven's sakes. At that point, I decided it was up to me to know how I'm doing. All right? So you take that for what it's worth in your world. All right, so there's more information about all this on the biofield at plasmaenergysolution.com. You will have to scroll down the right side of the homepage until you come to a little box that says free reports. When you click on that box, it's going to take you to one long page of several reports, and you have to scroll all the way down to the bottom to the two reports that are the most recent. And one is called Book 1, Sabrina Dawn, and the other is called Book 2, Sabrina Dawn. Now, these are notes I have taken over some video presentations that she's been doing since March of last year. She is going to stop doing those presentations in the next couple of weeks. She has said it enough over and over and over for people to get it. So I put a lot of time into taking the notes, doing the screenshots, and there's a lot of repetition in it, and I hope that repetition is useful for you. Okay, so I want to go on here. I had never heard the words to this song. I'd always heard the music to it, but this is the song called The Conquest of Paradise, and these were some lyrics I found on Dana Winner, who is, I believe, South African, a very popular singer. There shines a light in the heart of man, defies the dead of the night, a beam that glows within every soul, like wings of hope taking flight. A sunny day when a baby's born, the little things that we may say, a special sparkle in someone's eye, simple gifts every day. Somewhere there's a paradise where everyone finds release. It's here on earth and between your eyes, a place where we all find our peace. The refrain is, come open your heart, reach for the stars, believe your own power. Now, here in this place, this is the hour. Here on this earth, it's just a place we call paradise. Each of us has his own. It has no name. No, it has no price. It's just a place we call home. A dream that reaches beyond the stars, the endless blue of the skies, forever wondering who we are, forever questioning why. There shines a light in the heart of man, defies the dead of the night, a beam that glows within every soul, like wings of hope taking flight, like wings of hope taking flight. So it's really, it's a beautiful tune with some beautiful words put to it. And I'll finish up here with our intention and invitation for peace, written by Dr. Paul and I several years ago. All plasma energy that originated from Paul and Lynn's efforts joins every other bit of plasma energy that originated from Paul and Lynn's efforts, wherever that plasma energy is in the world. On the land, in the waters of the rivers, the lakes, and the ocean, in the air, and in the clouds above. All that plasma energy brings Paul and Lynn's intention everywhere, on, above, around, and below the surface of planet Earth, that all living beings are filled with love, peace, joy, freedom, and well-being, with the ethics and morality to support the love, peace, joy, freedom, and well-being of all living things on planet Earth, including the living being our home, planet Earth. All of like intentions are invited to join this intention. And this will be on the website with the information that I've gone over today. And I just wanted to share something with you. Someone sent this to me today after receiving what I was putting together as the blog that I sent out to several people. And she said, I went on Tuesday to the Watauga River in Tennessee, near where I live. I put a lot of GANS water infused with all the GANS that I have and prayers, and poured into the water and did a healing ceremony with crystals. Our intention is essential to add to the GANS. And GANS, for those of you who are new to this information, is how we create the plasma energy water, and it's a several month process that you finally end up with GANS, which is gas in the atomic nano solid state. And she finishes up and says, "My small gesture. Everything will be okay if we all work together. The light wins." Well, I was really touched by that. So do your part. Masaru Emoto did many scientific experiments writing various intentions on jars of water. And when he let them sit overnight, and then he froze some of the water and then looked at it on a slide under an electron microscope, what he saw with the positive messages were like beautiful snowflakes. And they weren't all exactly alike. It wasn't cookie cutter. And what he saw with negative messages were just dark blobs. So I do hope you will take your intention. I hope you will take your prayers. I hope you will be proactive about those that are going through a difficult time right now, and proactive about yourself and your own environment. All right. Well, thanks again for watching. And again, it's plasmaenergysolution.com. Oh, and I might mention, just look at the homepage, because you'll always find a special of the month or a special that's going on there. And then we have many, many videos there, many frequently asked questions with the answers, many blogs on there, the free reports on there, the all the products, and testimonials. So take the time to go through that. And again, plasmaenergysolution.com. Thank you so much.